Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled The Liner Things in Life and features Amar, Braden, and Jen. And on today's show, we play the domain game featuring huge.org, choirs.com, and quen.com with a Q. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We talk about some domains coming up for auction, including ipf.com, cloudwriter.com, instantlearning.com, and passport.org. And then we talk about Amar's recent sale of liner.com, which is where the title of the show comes from. And all that and more is coming up now on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can. And please help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with muse.ai, which provides search functionality and the transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And big shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And big shout out to our own Business Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available on the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. Yeah. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. John Burgundy, a.k.a. Thunder Mountain, a.k.a. Repeat Davidson. I got a lot of a.k.a.s for myself now, you know, which is good, bad, I don't know, you know? And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal close friends, not just guests, but really co-hosts at the end of the day. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's what's happening right now. You're in it. You're in the grand opening. Plot twist. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Do some AKAs, talk about some related things, some unrelated things, all that good stuff. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score. And eventually someday get some swag to the winner. You know, you might get yourself one of these. You know what I'm saying? I got the old school Tiger Sherpa mugs. It can happen. You never know. It can happen.
So is the delay Drew approving the purchase order, or
you know, everything has to be made kind of custom. I don't have like boxes of stuff, so it's like I get to a point where it's like, all right, it's been long enough, and now like everyone's legitimately screaming at me, so now I'm gonna go and get a bunch of stuff made up. Or like we did when we were gonna do the LA thing at Braden's crib, where I was like, hey, I'm gonna see everybody, you know, make a point to order up a bunch of stuff to, you know, to be able to disperse to the squad. You know what I mean?
Which, by the way, when are we going to do that again? It's been a year.
I know. I mean, we got to figure it out. I'm down. We either, we've got Vegas for the ICA, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think if we're going to do a West Coast thing, I mean, I'd be down to do something within a few months of that. I don't know about Jen. I don't know if there's a, you know, how mobile are you these days, Jen? Are you down to, you know, hit the West Coast twice in like a 5-month window? What do you think? Springtime, Hollywood.
I wouldn't mind us doing like an East Coast one, because we did the West Coast last time, so it would be cool to do an East Coast one. I got I have family in Florida too, so it's for me that would be cool.
That would be awesome. I mean, I would love to host everybody, and you know, we'd also get a couple of the other local guys. We could get some, maybe even some folks that might want to come in from like a Steve Kennedy. We'll put him up against either Mar or Lee. Let's see if he's leveled up. Maybe he could play Josh in some pickle. You know what I'm saying? Josh is here. But if we did like a North Florida, I mean, we could also do Orlando, but if, but again, I'd be super down to host everybody here and, you know, kind of locally could do that.
Yeah. And maybe we rotate years, right? 1 year we do East Coast, 1 year we do West Coast and go back and forth.
And then we do Australia and then
there you go.
East Coast, there it West is. Coast and Australia and East Coast. Well, West
Coast. Hey, I dig it. I'm just trying to see the toilet swirl the opposite way. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that in person.
I kind of want to video that as well, which is kind of a little bit weird. But I mean, hey, OnlyFans, let's go.
I mean, that is probably going to get us more of like, you know, we'll have one weird, very weird subscriber for that. and I will never want to meet
Brayden. It'll be Brayden.
No, that one definitely wouldn't be Brayden. It'd be some one of these like, you know. Anyway, you know what? I'm not even going to go there because it's all I'm going to do is end up in simultaneously. I mean, I don't know how we ended up here. All right. Then we got NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet, where we'll review a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like, all that good stuff. We got a decent list today. And then last but not least, we got the grand closing where we'll discuss anything we haven't already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing guests to mention, promote, talk about anything that we have not already talked about, or even stuff that we've already talked about. It's really all good. It's kind of a free for all up in here, especially with no Drew, you know, that means like we don't even have to talk domain stuff. We can be like, oh, has anybody seen the new Beetlejuice? Has anybody seen the new Joker movie? I heard that's trash. Did you see it? Wait. I saw
Beetlejuice because we spoke about that, but I didn't. I heard Joker was so one of my friends like walked out. Yeah, so I was like,
I heard it was hot garbage.
I wanted to see it, but then Josephine had read that it was not very good, so we passed.
Did you guys see the first one with Joaquin Phoenix? And what'd you? I mean, that was great, right?
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, but that was great. Yeah.
But the new one, it was all sorts of terrible. That's at least the word on the street. So anyway, so that's what's good. All right. And I'm trying to think. I think that's it. Let's go ahead and introduce the guest. You know what I'm saying? Let's go with some AKAs over to my right. I got my boy, the one and only Brayden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Brayden Statham, a.k.a. Brayden Pollockton. The Archduke of Calabasas, the Viscount of Woodland Hills. Not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. Bitch. So what's up, man?
Doesn't he have to live in Calabasas to be the Archduke of Calabasas?
It's an honorary title, man.
And wait,
given to him by whom?
given JT.
Given him by me.
By a guy who has no connection to Calabasas.
By the Kardashians, I would be like, okay.
Exactly, right. Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I have no, nope, I was there once. I drove through really quickly because they don't like my kind in that neighborhood. You know,
you were visiting Ye. So,
exactly. I'm saying, what's up to Yeezy? That dude's got some, you know, he's got some issues, man.
His girlfriend dumped him.
I think he needs some counseling. Well, listen, man, I think it's kind of I think it's a strain on your relationship when you tell your girlfriend or fiance that you want to sleep with her mom and you want her to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's going to rub her the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, that's just the news.
I mean, look, we've all been there.
Hey, man. No, maybe, you know.
I've never, ever been there.
Me neither.
I think Brayden just blushed.
Because
I was thinking about the time I've actually been there.
Oh man.
Why does this happen when I come on here? Come on, JT.
Con Bray West. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. My bad. Let's keep it on track. You know what I'm saying? Let's continue along with the Motley crew here. To my lower right, we got Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, a.k.a. LL Amar J. I'm doing them all because Drew's not here. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Sorry. Ellie Savalas, aka Kuba Kinte. What's up, man? What's happening?
What's going on? Good to see you guys. Gonna be twice in 2 weeks, right? Hopefully we're on for next week too.
Yeah, yeah, we got another show next week. If you're, well, you were on last week too, right? So you're this is Amar Sherpa or something.
I'm gonna be played out.
Nah, hey, until you know, test audiences, you know what I'm saying? They're still responding favorably to you being on the show. So we're not gonna kill you off yet. You know what I'm saying? And all right, and last but not least, we got my homegirl Jen Sale, aka Aussie Osborne, aka Olivia Newton Jen, aka Rockadile Dundee, aka Dingo Star, aka the Wonder Woman from Down Under, aka Melbourne to be Wild, aka Jen. If you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford our stuff because it never goes on sale. Aka Sipping on Jen and Juice, aka the Ever Queen. I think that's all of them, right? I mean, that's all I got on my list. Did I miss any?
That's enough.
AKA Alice. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, Alice.
That's enough. That is more than enough. All right. So what's happening? What's going on with you?
Not much. I mean, my husband stood on a rusty screw at work and it went straight through his boot and his foot yesterday. So that's what we've been dealing with at home. Not a fun time.
Oh man. Shout out to Andy and tetanus. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so. Tetanus shots. There were tetanus shots involved. There was local anesthetic being injected into the wound, cleaning out of wounds. It was a lot of stuff. And then they removed like 4 pieces of the screw from the foot. Not a fun time, guys. And I don't recommend.
Don't recommend.
Hopefully you were taking care of him, made him a nice dinner, poured him a drink.
Did all those nice things. Amar. Thank you very much. I know you're like actually saying it as a joke.
No.
I do.
I'm not. I'm saying that would be the beautiful, nice, sweetheartly thing to do.
I'm the best nurse for anyone who's sick ever. Like,
I might step on a rusty nail to have you come over and serve me a drink.
Serve you. I might step on a rusty nail to have you come over and serve me a rusty nail.
There you go.
But anyway, so this is we're going off on tangents, guys, but it's all good.
That's so unusual for this show.
It is kind of crazy. Well, so there's some interesting stuff in the domain space. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we got, but you know what? I can save that for later. Some .io, .ai, there's some pretty cool stuff, but we'll just save those more current event type things for later if we got time. I know we're a little tight on time today. So let's bring it back and let's dive into the domain game. So Brayden, let's start with you. And you got a buy or a sell? What you got? What you got for us?
You know, I wish I could talk about it. I had a couple of really, really good sales, but I'm not allowed to talk about them.
All right. Well, I mean, that's good, Biller.
Really good. My two top sales ever.
Oh, no way. Like ever?
Ever.
Forever?
Like I had my highest sale ever, and then a couple weeks later, I had an even higher sale.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Well, congratulations, man.
I didn't technically sign an NDA, but both these buyers are looking at other names.
Okay.
So I don't want to piss them off.
Got it. Well, no, all good, man. Well, look. Well, so have they closed, or are they like close to close?
Closed. Money in the bank.
Oh, well, congratulations, man. That's awesome. Yeah,
thank you.
So super cool.
Those were oneword.com. So we're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about here's a oneword.org to mix it up. Last time I was on, we talked about nets. Now let's talk about orgs. The domain is huge. .org.
Whoa, okay. I like it. That's huge. Huge. Huge.
.org. With a H.
So all right. Get your calculator or whatever device you're gonna use to put the sale out there, Jen and Amar. And so huge.org. It was a sale. All right. All right. 3, 2, 1. Ooh, okay. Okay. So I'm at 25,000. Amar is at 29,888 and Jen is at $55,555. Five fives, as a matter of fact. So nice.
We got Amar's the winner.
Oh, you had to do some math.
This is the total.
Oh, very okay. Nice.
40 grand.
Oh, that's close. That's very close. Nice. A solid sale, man. So, well, talk to us. How did you sell it, and how long did you have it, and can you tell us what you paid for it?
Yeah. I paid $4,400.
Okay.
Where did I buy it from? I don't know. I'd have to dig a little deeper. I had it 10 months.
Okay. 10 months. Wow. 10 months and a 10X, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Just about nine and a half, almost 10X.
That's awesome, dude. So where did you sell it?
Direct.
Oh, okay. So someone reached out via landing page type of thing, yeah. Or through Whois or what?
I think it was Whois. I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I have to dig into that. But
so you got
I had the conversation direct, and then I bought it from a GoDaddy auction last year.
Dope.
Last November.
Okay. And then so the email comes in saying, hey, I'm interested in the name. Was it an offer? And then you did some negotiation. Like, what was the what can you share?
I don't remember. Let me look. Okay. It wasn't exactly direct. It was a broker that reached out to me.
Okay.
He sent me he opened at 25,000, which I think was half my asking. I think I had it listed at 50.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, what? It's worth 50. What's worth all of 50? What is this 40? What is this 25,000 coming in at 50%? He's like, listen, that's what he offered me. That's what he told me to offer you. And so I'm offering it. You know, make a counter. And so we had some back and forth, and I was like, look, I'll do you solid. I'll give you a discount on it, 45. And he said, look, you're going to pay 15%, you know, from the lander. So you're already, that's 7,500. I'm like, yeah, I want some of that back. And so I counted at 45, and then he came back and he's like, look, they went up to 40, and I had to squeeze him, and I got him to 40. Will you do it? And I was like, all right, fine.
Yeah. No, hey, that's a great result. Great sale. You know, nice.
It was Steve Mihalovich, if anybody knows him from Name Arena.
Oh yeah, of course. Big shout out to Steve, man.
Steve did that deal.
Yeah, so we've done a couple
shout
deals
out to Steve.
Him. Yeah, big shout out to Steve.
Yeah, he's usually got like some bigger clients, so that's good.
Yeah, I think, and he plays under the radar. So I think a lot of people don't know Steve, but Steve doesn't fuck around. You know, he sells big names too. And this was just like whatever. Somebody called him and wanted him to get this name. So he reached out to me. So we got it done.
All right.
Good sale.
I dig it, man. I dig that. So, all right. Well, congratulations and nice work, and shout out to Steve. And that's what's good. All right. So Amar gets the point. So Amar, you can't get the next point because the next one is your name. So, which is good. You know what I'm saying? Give somebody else a chance.
Right. All right. I actually had a sale this morning while I was sleeping. I woke up to a sale, and the conspiracy theorist in me, you know, if Drew was here, he'd probably agree. It came in from Afternic, and that was right the day after or the same day that I migrated. So I migrated all the names from Dan yesterday, and I wake up this morning and there's a sale from Afternic. So that, I don't know, I thought that was kind of odd. But the name is Choirs, choirs.com.
Choirs.com. Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is a hard one, I think.
It is a hard one. Because the choirs have a lot of money, but we can get into that after.
Choirs.com. Yeah. Okay.
It was choir.
If it was singular, yeah, that's a different story.
But money.
Yeah. All right.
I'm ready when y'all are.
I'm not ready. Hang on. This is a hard one, actually. All right. Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Flip it. Ooh, I'm way low. All right. I'm basically 10,000. Jen's 44,444 and Braden's at 65,000.
So Jen gets it. It was 24,900.
Wow. Okay.
And Braden, come on. That would be a crazy number for choirs.com.
Yeah. I was giving you a mark credit.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You had enlisted 25?
Yeah, I had it by now at 25.
I'm surprised that you priced it that low, actually.
You know, it's one of those names. So first of all, a lot of my pricing is just old and random. Like, I need to really get, as everybody knows, I'm just not organized. I need to have a system to regularly go through these names.
System to count all your money. Yeah.
I've had this name for 12 years. I got it from all of our good friend, Elliot. So shout out to Elliot.
Shout out to Elliot.
I bought it from him in 2012. And it was kind of part of a package of like 10 names, I think. So I don't really know. I haven't figured out what my allocation was to choirs, but I'm going to guess it was somewhere probably in the $2,000, $2,500 range based on the value of the whole what I bought from him. So it was a long hold but it had been priced like that forever and it never sold. So I feel like it was priced well.
Well, if you bought it today though.
Yeah.
What would you price it at?
If I bought it today.
Because today you couldn't get it for $2,500, right?
You'd probably get it for $5,000 today, right? I'm guessing.
Right. So you put a bin on it.
I put it at $50,000 today, but truly, I would have been happy with 25. I was not upset when I got that email. Because it's just one of those names, like, you know, you guys all said it. Like, what do you do with that name to monetize? You know, so there's another name, which I'll announce probably next week on the next Sherpa, which is another name that I think is hard to understand the business model on it. And so those kind of names, it's like what we always talk about, you know, not all one word .coms are the same. They're not all equal, right? There are some that are 8 figures, and then there are some that are 5 figures. And there's some that are 4 figures.
Hmm? There's some that are 9 figures, and there's some that have almost no value. I mean, I see names, it's one word .com. I'm like, I have to look it up. I don't,
right.
No one's used that word since like 1842.
Right. So could I have gotten more? Maybe. But I'm happy with that number.
Yeah. I was way under and I was probably in more like the 15 range. And then we started talking about choir versus choirs and immediately made me in my mind devalue the domain.
Right.
But I think you were
closer than I was. So,
yeah. Yeah. But you were giving Amar a lot of credit and love. You know what I'm saying? So that's good. At least you erred on the side of a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you just think I'm a moron.
Exactly. I'm like, I know nothing. But I think it's like you said, what is the commercial application? It'd be an interesting one to do some research on and just kind of see if there's sort of, you know, is it almost like a name or so, you know, some kind of weird usage of it.
It's almost like it feels like directory or like organization.
Somebody that trains, like teaches how to sing in a choir or a director.
You know, look, obviously a lot of churches, every school, like when you actually Google the word choirs, it pulls up like the choir department or the department of performing arts for like all the major major universities, Notre Dame, NC State, Michigan State. You know, these are all like just kind of coming up on the first and say Baylor University, Florida State. Along with the American Choral Directors Association. Yeah, I just, you know, it's just an interesting.
But all of those, I don't know about you guys, like trying to sell to any of those like universities or like, It's so impossible. Yeah. Right. I've not had any luck to date.
I feel like there's got to be some AI or some play there that's just something, again, that is just not obvious. And
we'll know probably in the next few weeks.
Yeah, let's see what they do. That's very cool. But either way, great sale and still good stuff, man. Real money. So congratulations. All right, so let's do this. Since now Mar has a point, Jen has a point. Brayden, do you have another name that you can throw up in the mix, either a buy or a sell, to break the tie between these two?
Let me see here.
Make it one that I'll know, Brayden, because we're friends.
QWEN.com.
Ooh, QW.
Quinn.
EN.com. All right. When.
That.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of Quinn.
Not Quinn.
When it's Paltrow.
Quinn, there you go.
Our brains work the same. It scares me. All right.
Good stuff. It's good stuff. All right. This is it. This is the tiebreaker for the winner of the Dominion.
Wait. This was a sale. Yeah.
It was a sale.
Okay.
I'm not even going to guess. It's really just you two to see who the winner is going to be. This is it.
I have a story for this one too.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, hang on. Wait. I'm changing. Yeah. Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1, flip it. Ooh, okay. It's a tight spread. It's Jen is $11,111 and Amara is $14,900. Who is the winner?
Amara again.
Ooh, Amara with the win. That makes Amara the winner of the domain game.
Hey. I sold it for
2 weeks in a row, dude.
What was it?
25,000.
Oh, okay.
I had 22,222. And then I was like, no, just divide it by two.
Yeah. You're like, I have to stick to this one number repeated thing. And
it's angel numbers, Jonathan. They're angel numbers.
Ah, okay. I like it. all right. We'll talk to you. So what's up with Quinn and how long did you have it and what's the story behind it?
So I've had it. I had it for about 4 years, back when, you know, 4Ls were a thing. I paid $1,238 for it, and I had it priced for $10,000.
So how did you sell it for 20,000+?
Because the 4Ls, like, they're just not that great. There's so many of them, and I think I have them all priced at 10 grand. And then I read something about an AI. There's some LLM called Quinn.
Mm.
I don't remember. It was like a product from Hugging Face or I don't remember exactly what it was. I don't remember. It was something AI. So I was like, well, I don't know what they're using, but you know, they're going to want the .com eventually. So I ramped the price from 10,000 to 25,000. And like 2 or 3 weeks later, somebody hit the bin.
Wow. Dude, that's awesome timing, man. That's like
just
so
in cool. time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know, so four characters, and Drew would say the same thing, is that, you know, they really, in a lot of ways, are kind of like the ideal domain, depending on what the word is, right? Like words that are actual dictionary words, cold and wall and, you know, are some of the best domains, period, right?
Cold being mine.
That's why I threw it out there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I included it in my...
You guys have wall.
We have wall. That's in the anecdote, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever you want to call it, the thing. And, but when you get into obviously like the, you know, the chips and the core, you know, all that stuff, when it was the four character stuff during the China wave and everything else, it got pretty wild. Right. And it was, you know, and I always felt like it's interesting because, you know, the Chinese didn't favor names that had V's or vowels, but I always felt like that was short-sighted for fourcharacter.coms that could otherwise be brandables or some other thing. Because if you take names without the vowels, then, you know, sort of once the wave ended, which it did, right? Then you're either dealing with acronyms or nothing if it's not an actual like dictionary word, right? But a name like Quinn is pretty cool. Like, I think it's actually, you know, and obviously the result speaks for itself. So pretty awesome.
It looks like it's the Alibaba AI.
Is that what it is?
Dude, yeah, you underpriced it.
You know what? I made it a no-brainer for them.
Yeah.
There's also a Quinn is also a name for some dude in some Star Trek character, it also looks like. But
when I first typed in Gwen Stefani did show up.
Oh, that was Gwen a total Stefani. Miss on our part. Quinn Stefani would have been a good one in response to your Gwyneth Paltrow. You know what I'm saying?
Baba Quinn.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. All right. Well, cool. Cool. All right. Well, Amar's the winner of the domain game. Braden is also a winner with his domain sale. Speaking of domain sales, can we talk a little bit about liner.com? I know you can't disclose the price, but you know, Elliot wrote about it. So, for those of you who don't know, and you know, Amar sold liner.com to some folks, and what can you share about that?
Yeah, that so Liner is a Korean based AI company. Mm-hmm. And they were on getliner.com and they had done a round.
They finally got liner.com.
They finally got liner.com, right? And I kind of had a feeling because they had been sniffing around for years. And I think I had originally priced it at $690. And then 1 year, things were a little slower. I'm like, like I said, Brian, I really rarely go through my pricing, but I guess I did that 1 year and I brought down a few names from $690 to $490. This was one of them. And then they inquired again a year ago. I'm like, you know, I told them the price is $490, inquired again in January, same thing. And then the CEO reached out to me directly and he offered $100,000. And I said, you know, thank you, but no thank you. I didn't even counter. And then he reached out again and he offered $200,000. I said, you know, I really appreciate it. And, but, you know, that's way too cheap. You see what it's priced at. You know, I said, then, you know, the number's $490. If you need a payment plan, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we ended up agreeing and I had a feeling that they were getting ready to raise money another round. Cause usually companies, when they're successful, you know, they don't go more than a few years without the next round. And it had already been a few years. And I'm like, I just had a hunch that they were getting ready. So that's another reason I kind of held tighter to my price, held firmer. And you know, eventually we agreed and I think it was a good deal for me, good deal for him. So everybody's happy.
So awesome. So can you divulge what happened? The price,
like the price? And the term?
I can't. Okay. But I can tell you that I was happy and they were happy. And then they just announced their raise, so I was right. The guy didn't acknowledge it. But you know, it's another thing to show you, like, really sometimes you just have to be patient, because he would go, like I said, I went back, I think the first inquiry was in like 2019 or 2020. Right. And then every time he would inquire again, and then this time when finally he was actually engaged, he would go like a couple of weeks in between replies. Like I would reply and then 2 weeks of radio silence. And then he'd come back and he'd say, you know, another thing. And, you know, I guess he was talking to his board, talking to his investors.
Or could just be a game of chicken.
It could be. And
he could have had approval from the board at 490. And sure. He's like, you know, this guy's not going to sell it. I'm just going to slow play it and
right.
Make an offer and let him come back to me.
Right. Well, we know how that works. It doesn't work.
How that works. It doesn't.
Yeah.
And, no, but I think that's awesome, man. And it's, you know, there's obviously a number of lessons in there. One is, you know, having a sense of what the worth of a domain based on, talk about value. How do you determine value of a domain, right? There's certain subjective or, well, there's objective factors, search, and, you know, and how many companies are using the name. And then when you're digging further, more of the subjective stuff, which was what is the makeup of the companies? Where are they at in their, you know, funding and, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, understanding that there are buyers out there for, and obviously a oneword.com like this is a great name. It doesn't need to be, you know, I mean, you know, when you think about what a liner actually is, it doesn't mean only selling liners, which, you know, I guess for a pool or for, you know,
what, right. I mean, yeah, this, that's the thing is this, you know, did have multiple buyers. I definitely, when I bought the name, I didn't think they would be, their use case was the right, was the most likely buyer. I thought it would be a shipping company. It would be, you know, something bigger like that, right? But you just don't know who the end, you know, the end user is going to be. In this case, they are the best buyer, right? They're growing, they're AI, they were on a shitty domain name, and this is kind of like their perfect upgrade.
Yeah, right? And now they've boxed out anyone else that would potentially use that brand.
And, yeah. And like he was telling me, oh, you know, we're looking at getting liner.ai. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, you should go ahead and spend a lot of money for that. And then you'll pay me more later. Like,
you know, yeah, tell him.
Right. You just, I mean, that it, you, but, you know, to some people, to most people, right. And to me, even like 100,000, a lot of money. I, you know, so I just was thinking to myself, you know, I'm like, well, I, it is a lot of money, but I think this name's worth more. And I think there are more buyers. And, you know, so it was worth the risk of losing the sale.
Sure. Right.
So you just have to decide. It's always a decision of, is it worth losing the sale?
Yeah.
And well, as long as you're okay with that, then you're okay with that.
It's interesting, Amar. I think he made a good point where he said patience is so important with some of these names. And I'd be interested, I don't know if you guys have discussed this on the show before, but what's like the longest ongoing negotiation that eventuated into a sale that you ever had? For me, it was around about 18 months.
I would say this one was probably 5 years, but wow. it wasn't an active negotiation. It was just, right. I could tell that this... I don't know. Maybe it was in 2020. I don't remember when it was, but it was years.
Yeah. So these guys have been around that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And okay. I guess they've just been growing. And at some point, my guess, I don't know, but my guess is their investor said, they're, you know, whoever was leading this next round, they're like, look, this is stupid. You can't be on getliner.com. If you really, you know, if you want to be a world-class company, you need to get your name.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that, you know, I probably could have gotten more, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
And they're happy. No. And it's all good.
You already said you were happy. So I think you don't even need to second guess what you got or could have got. But great. I think it's a great question, Jen. Braden, what about you as far as?
I remember
the name, curable.com. I think that took about 3 or 3.5 years of conversation and literally. You know, every couple of months he'd reach out to me or I'd reach out to him. We go, when are we going to do this? It's like, I still want it. He just didn't have the budget. And I was like, we could have put you on a payment plan a long time ago. You'd have it by now. And then, yeah. And then finally we got him on a payment plan and got it sold. And that was almost three years.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. And, you know, Rick Schwartz subscribes to the model of, hey, my price is my price. You'll come, you know, and it's not that my domain is price too high, it's that your idea is too small, right? I love when he said that at one of the names cons. And, you know, and I think that when you've got a really good name that, you know, has, you know, wide appeal that could be utilized by a number of different successful or soon to be or hopefully successful businesses or whatever, you know, there's value there. You know that somebody's going to come along and pay what it's worth as long as you're not holding out for something truly like a voice.com type of amount of money or something, right? And,
you just have to have a reasonable price. And Amar, I think $490, and I don't know exactly what you sold it for, but it's in that neighborhood, presumably a little bit more, a little bit less. I think that's the right price for liner. I think $700 is probably a little high.
Yeah.
$500 is about right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's an important piece, right? And some of that you know based off of comps. Some you know, obviously, for you guys, it's because you've been doing this so long that you just know this feels like the right price of this name within $100,000 or something, right? And, you know, which is a skill into itself. Yeah, and I think it also shows, though, the life cycle or just the amount of time that it can take to sell names, sell high-value names, and why, you know, domain investing is not exactly for the faint of heart, and, you know, why it is such a long tail kind of sort of, you know, game, really.
Yeah. I mean, look, Quires was 12 years, you know, so it's
understandably so with that kind of name, you know,
right.
At that kind of price. I actually think you got a good price for it. So, but yeah, so, and Jen, you think 18 months is kind of like meaning like active negotiation for you guys?
I think that was probably, yeah, one of the longer ones. But it was very active too. Like it was consistent communications, phone calls, emails, everything. So, but that was actually in my, I think that was back in my Dark Blue Sea days, that one. So that wasn't an evergreen one. Yeah. Yeah. It was one of the first real, it was one of the first six figure sales that I ever brokered. Okay. And that's why I remember it, because I was just like, I am not going to give up on this. Yeah. I was like, I put too much time into this. But yeah, it's, yeah, I do think the patience is a big thing. And someone who's taught me that especially is Adam. Because I am someone who can be a bit more like, let's just do it. Like, that sounds good. And he'll be like, no.
Yep. Well, you know, you're like, hey, look, I'm not getting paid off of this if this name doesn't sell, you know? So
I'm looking at my sales from this year, and I've got, you know, I sell these legal names all the time, and a lot of them were hand regs, and I've got hand regs that I've had for 20 years.
That just sold this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 20. I mean, that's crazy, man.
Here's two of them from June of 04. Here's some from 07. Yeah, another one from 07. A couple from 05. I mean, but their hand reg is, you know, it's tons of profit, right? So it's like, sure. You've got $200, $150 in the reg fees over the years. And, you know.
Well, and I think that's the thing, and it's, you know, this is, none of this is an overnight success kind of situation, and, you know, it's not that you can't come into the business now and still be successful, but you just have to be prepared. You know, even Rick will say, you know, domaining shouldn't be your full-time thing at first, right? It's like you need to support yourself while you build your domain portfolio and those kinds of things. And so, yeah, I mean, and I think that's good advice for, you know, new domainers or just, you know, folks that are, you know, well, just folks that are relatively new to the space, to know that it's, you know, not uncommon to have to come in and pay your dues and, you know, and it takes a while. And, you know, that's why I find it really impressive when you've got folks like Josh, you know, younger guys, newer people in the space, Tony Names, maybe, you know, a couple of different people who, you know, have come into the space and have had success, you know, but even them now, they've been around for a while, right? And then they'll soon be the OGs and this kind of thing. So it's just like, it's all really, really interesting, cool dynamic.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
Well, I know we only got about 20 minutes left. So the one thing I was going to talk about, you mentioned Liner and said, you know, hey, we're thinking about .ai, you know, shout out to the Identity Digital folks. They're taking over the .ai registry, which I think is really cool. So big shout out to Matt Overman and the team over there. Do you think that will mainstream .ai domains more now, bring some adults into the room as they sort of probably standardize, you know, work through some more integrations, get it some more visibility.
I think it
clean up the transfer process.
It takes risks. It takes risk off the table. Some risk, yeah. Right? Because I think that was one of the big knocks that most people didn't really consider, but the people that did know about it, it really was a risk with some of the rules that they had, right? And it was run by one dude in a, you know, in a back office that could literally do whatever you wanted, right? Like I lost
like in a surf shop in Anguilla, you know?
Yeah. I lost a couple of good names just because he didn't feel like going out of his way to, you know, correct a mistake. Right. And this was like, you know, a couple of years ago, but still it's just like when you're, you know, when it's at the whims of one guy, it's just not, doesn't give you a lot of confidence, right? When you're spending six figures on a name.
Yeah. Would everyone else kind of agree? Jen, what do you think?
Yeah, I pretty much would just share that same feeling about it. Do I think that that's going to like pierce the veil through to the general public or like people who are registering these names? Do they know, do they care that Identity Digital just took over .ai? They don't care. No one cares. So like for us, like, yeah, this is like we can all like recognize like why this is important and it had to happen for the registrants that exist and for future registrants. So we all understand that being in the space, but I think to the greater general public, like no one cares. So, yeah. But yeah, I think for us in the space, I think it is important and it does matter.
Yeah, I think people, yeah, ID taking over, I think nobody cares how the sausage is made, but I think what it will do is it'll surface AI names more than it has before just because of their reach, right? Mm-hmm. So the registrars are going to promote it more. I just think that it'll be more available to the general public. And when the AI names are available more to the general public, then more companies will register them. They'll be promoted more, and I think it'll just a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, I would agree. I think this is obviously very good and important. You know, Drew is he's made his position on .ai domains very clear. You know that they're not going to be, or in they are not in the same class obviously as .com, and they need to be treated as such. So when domain investors are spending tens of thousands on .ai domains, that's it could be a recipe for disaster. But I do think but the way that you brought it up, Amar, about hey Liner, you guys want to go liner.ai, have at it, you know, off you go, and I'll be here when you realize that that's just another step to get to right. The name if you want the best possible name for your business. But but I do find, I don't know. I mean, I think that it's interesting. There's still a good bit of momentum in and around the .ai domains. There's still, I think, we've got clients that we're, working with .ai stuff. And, I think there's still value there. It's all about what you can acquire the names for or which names you're talking about or who the potential end users are. And,
right.
But all right, well, cool. Well, we don't have too much time that we can talk further about that. So let's dive right into the name check and a jet list, and then we'll pretty much close up the show. So if you guys have the list.
Yep. No.
We'll check your email. There's literally two things you need to do for the show: is bring a name and have the list. Jen,
and I haven't done offense,
either. You strike three. Two requirements, and you just have three strikes. I don't even know how that works, but congratulations.
Hang on. I'll find it. Hang on.
I can also throw them in the chat.
It's okay. I got it here.
All right, so Amar, while she's looking for the list, why don't you tell me what names do you like and what names do you not like?
So, in honor of Braden, I'm going to say that I think passport.org is a fantastic name. It goes nicely with the .org. I like that one.
Why in honor of Braden? Braden, do you have passport.com?
Oh, because he just sold huge.org. So,
okay. So that's the honor of Braden. Okay. I get it.
And then, I like two others. I like HollywoodPark.com, but that one could be problematic, because there's a big casino in LA called Hollywood Park.
I didn't even know that.
But it's also, it's a park in Hollywood, right? So it's generic, but I could see that one potentially being problematic. And I like Cloud Rider. So those are the ones I like. The one I like the least is Swales or S Whales or whatever the fuck that is.
Swales.
Yes, Swales.
Swales.com.
It's how you pronounce my name when I go overseas.
Swales.
Swales.
So.
Well, interestingly, so real quick, Cloud Rider was actually on the list last week, but we didn't talk about it. So I'm trying to include a few to make sure we get some mileage out of these, especially if they still have time left before the auction starts. Cloud Rider is kind of cool because to me, you know, it invokes obviously the idea of skywriting, but Cloud Rider, I feel like almost speaks to anybody that writes on the internet in a blog right. or any kind of fashion or even
it's a
code.
Perfect name for like an app. It's a tool, an AI tool. Yeah.
Yes. Cloud Rider, man. I mean, I think that one, and I like passport.org a lot too. All right, Jen, why don't you pick it up and tell us what you like or don't like? Oh, and Swales, by the way, Swales are a thing. It's, I looked at this up. A swale real fast is a shallow.
Actually, broad... I know it's in your lawn or in your, yes. in your yard, you need to have an indentation
yes.
for water to flow.
Yes.
That's an example of a oneword.com that nobody knows what the fuck it is. And I don't know that it has any value.
No, it doesn't. And the only reason why I know it is because when I redid my yard and to get a rebate from the utility
township or something. Oh, okay.
You have to put in a swale because when the water and the rain comes down, hits your yard, it'll kind of find the low point. And then soak into the water table as opposed to run off.
You need it to swallow into the ground.
You have to build swales in your yard.
Spitter swale.
That's going to be my
swale. That's my
new code name is swale.
Swale. All right, Jen, what about you? What do you like or don't like?
Yeah, I agree with Amar. I think passport.org is nice. And that will sell to someone. I mean, Honey and Milk is cute for a brand, but it should be Milk and Honey.
Right.
Yeah. But it's still cute. But then I'm kind of like, from a marketing point of view and branding, I wouldn't go with that because people's recall on things like that is not great. And so you'll stumble on that, okay. I think. And then I think I don't like carb.com. I understand that it's a four letter. I get it's a word or, well, shortened word of carbohydrate, whatever, but I'm not sure of what the, commercial use for that would be. And I guess you could say, well, you could put, you know, no carb diet, like lead gen on there or something like that. And the diet lead gen stuff does make decent money. But in that case, I would have wanted the plurals.
You'd want it swale.
Swales.
I want the swales. Yes.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting about carb because it's also like a negative term, right? Because right. carbs are considered to be not great. So you could do like a, yeah. like a diet tracker through that somehow. But
yeah.
I feel like it's almost like, but all right, I think that's fair. All right, Braden, will you bring it home? What do you think? Anything else that they haven't mentioned?
I'll talk about carb. I mean, I think you're all sleeping on carb. It's a four letter pronounceable. It's pronounceable 4L. So I mean, there's going to be a bunch of companies named carb, even if it's just a brand. It doesn't have
Braden's going to buy it.
So now I'm gonna go have a look.
The truth is, he just made a bunch of money selling Quen. You know what I'm saying? And carb's a better name than Quen. You know,
it is. It's easy to spell Quen. You can't spell worth a shit. But carb, whether it's related to carbohydrates or carburetors or whatever.
Carburetor.
Or the California Air Resources Board.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, that was the first thing I thought of because I know somebody that's on that board. Not that that would be any kind of commercial usage, but I mean, just it's a 4L.
There's a carb manager, carbmanager.com.
But yeah, look how many companies are called Carb.
So if you're buying this,
yeah, but what would you pay? Yeah, what would you pay for that then? Sorry, JT, like because no, then I'm just thinking. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I'm thinking. I'm kind of like, okay, well, cool. Like then, looking at just the very limited like pool of buyers that you have now, like what would you pay wholesale, and then what would you try to sell it for retail to these people?
So I think wholesale it's a mid four figure name, and retail it's a 5-figure name.
It's going to go for more than mid 4 figures because
people on NameJet
are just.
Well, we are talking about it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. We're talking about it. But yeah. I think, you know, like.
Would you pay 10 grand for that name?
Yeah.
You would? I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. I like it. Well, let's keep an eye on it and see what it does.
We just pumped it. So.
Yeah, no. Now he's gonna have to. What else you like or don't like?
I like so IPF is on here. I mean, it's a 3L.
Yeah, that's
com. I don't know why no one's mentioning that. I mean, those 3Ls are annuities, right? There's always going to be companies with any combination of three letters. Yeah. I don't know if it's an acronym or not. I haven't looked it up, but
it's a solid group. But, you know, I mean, I, P, and F. I mean, you talk fund, foundation, all that kind of stuff. I, international. I mean, there's a whole lot of like, you know.
So you've got a floor price of like 30, 35 grand for that name.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to go for more than that. And it's worth, you know, 250 or 350 retail. And then the other one, I shouldn't even mention it, but there's OL.net. And look, I've seen like one retail sale of a 2L.net. They just don't sell. I just feel like someday they have to. You know, someday.
Well, we own a few together and they haven't sold.
Not only have they not sold, we've never even gotten an inquiry.
Right.
so my theory could be totally useless, but I just
like most of your theories.
Yeah, my theories are garbage.
Swan. Hey,
Swale. I don't even know. This is like I don't even know what we're saying anymore. But I'm with it, man. IPF is obviously gonna be a big name. It's gonna sell for 20 some thousand plus on NameJet. So that one's a big one to, you know, pay for and put in your portfolio. But you know, exactly to your point. That's a $300,000 retail domain name. What's up?
Here comes Daniel Kulishuk in the
house.
How are we doing?
What's happening, bro?
Look at this. We have Jen, Amar, JT. What a crowd.
Yeah, what's up, dude? How are you?
Party tripper right now.
How are you guys doing? Oh, wow. This is live. No kidding.
You're live. You're on the show now.
Swan A, wouldn't you say?
You're on the live show.
Live. Look at that. Well, great to see everybody. And I hope everybody enjoys the show. You guys have a great lineup today.
Oh, well, thanks, man.
Kind of funny.
Well, yeah, made even better by you joining. And I was actually really quick trying to see if I can find your AKAs. You know what I'm saying?
You got some AKAs?
We did them when we were on the same the panel at NamesCon. But I don't know where I've got that in the document. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, freestyle it right now. Come on now.
Oh, man, that's you know, it's tough. It's tough. As I get older, it's harder. I can't remember as much stuff. What word
do you... Especially with the last name that doesn't rhyme with anything.
No, but there was like Ice Kulishuk, you know what I'm saying? I think we had a couple. We had some good ones, man. I just...
He did well with what he had to work with.
Thank you. So, all right, you good though, man? How you living?
Great. You know, just trying to sell some names.
Did you have anything to do with first.com? Were you involved on that one?
That was certainly one of my largest projects. I'm going to not be the one to say anything.
Okay. Okay.
You guys will absolutely hear whatever there is.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. I know you did do some work on that. So I saw that in the notes and, so good job. Good work.
When gold sold, that's public, right?
Gold, yeah, that number was public. Yes.
So he brought in a buyer for gold.
Oh, okay. Was that the one we were talking about last year when we were in LA?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was at the time that was brewing.
That was a big sale. Yeah. Found that buyer.
Look at you, dog.
Slowly but surely, that one came too.
Ah, man, I dig it. That's what's up. So, see, look at this, man. We just bringing people on. We're like, oh, hey, you want to, you know, you need another random rock star just walking past in the background and brings house.
Listen, I'm doing my part. I'm raising the next generation.
I feel it, man. I feel it. Love it.
Yes.
All good stuff, yeah, man. Well, that's what's up.
So maybe Daniel's going to be honorary soiree.
He wasn't on the show to know what that means.
Spales. We're talking about different ways to pronounce soiree, which is the French version.
I just instantly learned what a soiree is.
There you go.
Instantlearning.com is on the list.
Oh, okay. Which we didn't even talk about Instantlearn. What do you think of Instantlearning.com?
Yeah. What do you take a quick look at the list? I mean, you know, tell us, what do you like? What don't you like? You know what I'm saying?
It's descriptive. People like to be taught things faster than slower. And I think people appreciate when something is explained well in a way that is easy to understand, which I believe does make it a very appealing name. It's, you know, people want to figure things out quickly.
It's got a decent CPC. It's got almost no searches, though. You think it has any value?
Instant Learning, I do think it does have some value. It is not a worthless name. Have you guys done the domain game yet?
Yeah, we did. Amar won the domain game. So
just
not really just.
It was close. It was him and Jen. It was neck and neck, and then Amar took it in the final round.
You did?
Yeah, but I dig Instant Learning. I think obviously in today's day and age, and there's to me, and kind of very much exactly what Daniel said, what it is, like the name, whatever it's going to be used for, it will tie in most likely to that purpose, which will also instantly let you know what the name is used for. So
I think it's also appealing for utilities, as in, you know, the newest technologies that are coming around, where everything about the topic is foreign to the majority of people, especially at first glance, you know, such as artificial intelligence or how crypto works. You know, all of these things in the beginning are foreign, and, you know, people, you know, need to learn what is a crypto wallet. What is a gas fee? How do I handle these transactions? Why, you know, how do I, which crypto do I want to convert to transact? You know, what are the pros and cons to all of that? You know, these are all things that people want to figure out. And if they're figuring out how to transact crypto, it's maybe because they have some, you know, transactions coming up that they need to process, and they want to quickly learn how to do it and how to go about it. So that could be a thing that people want to quickly figure out. So it could be, crypto for beginners, AI for beginners. You know, people recognize that it could be, you know, AI could be a tool for their business or whatever their utility is, but they know nothing about it. They know nothing about agents. So, hey, I want to quickly learn what AI is and how to use it and how can I integrate it into whatever I'm doing. That's the thing people would want to learn quickly. So,
and they just had some instant ramen. So they might as well have some instant learning.
Wow, that was
there. You go. And last one that I want to mention, we got to get going because we're running tight on time.
Just for that,
when you talk about current events, well, and Daniel, we got Robot Mania on the list. Like, did y'all see the Tesla stuff with the robots and everything? I mean,
Robot Taxi. Yeah,
sounds like a publishing.
I don't know, but is Mania even like a word that I don't even see that much.
Yeah.
Maybe like a conference or something. I don't know what you'd, I guess that's
like, what's the, I like career advice a lot better. Career advice doesn't work. Because people are always searching for career advice.
Yeah, I dig it.
All right.
Well, I think we've covered them all. Daniel, thank you for joining as well. And in fact, I'm going to kind of roll through.
Me, even though I didn't have to join or anything, get an invite ahead of time.
Love
you guys. Great to see everybody. And I hope everybody enjoys the show.
Yeah, bro. Thank you. Yeah. And well, with that, let's run it. We're going to kind of go around the horn anyway, and then we're going to call it because we're over time. But anybody have anything else that we haven't covered? Let's go start with you, Braden. You got anything else on your agenda? I know you got these big sales that you're closing. So congratulations again. That's super, super cool.
Thank you. It was definitely Q3 was amazing.
It's been a very good year. I hope to close some more deals before the year is up.
All right.
I got DK. You just saw he's staying at my house for a minute, like 10 days. I think he's here.
Oh man. All right. Well, how far are you guys into the bosom buddies deal then of that 10 days, you know?
How far are we into it?
Are you ready to show these throats, or you guys still got a little runway left?
Listen, kids been around 10 years old. It's fine.
I know. That's family. But so even family sometimes, though, you know, you're like, hey, yeah, no, so.
It's all good. It's funny because, you know, he moved to Boston to be with Andrew and the crew at Hilco. And,
okay.
And, so he sends me a text. He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you that I'm coming to town. I assume it's cool that I stay there, right? I was like, when are you coming? He said, I'll be there in the morning.
He's like, I'm actually down the street waiting for you to open the gate.
Like, I'm in the Uber.
I was like, thanks for the heads up. I actually had some friends staying over too. I'm like, well, you can stay in the office, I guess.
It's all good, man. Doing the Shan Culture Cato Kalen thing at your house, man. It's all good. All right. Well, that's what's up, man. Well, cool. Good stuff. Well, again, congratulations on the sales. All right, Amar, what about you? You got, I know, Liner we talked about. Anything else on your agenda or dance card that you want to tell the world about?
No, man. Life is good. Having a good year, like Braden is. I think, like we all are, hopefully. And, you know, just I would say be good to each other and, we'll just have fun, enjoy, and appreciate.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I just got thankful.co in auction. Oh, okay. So I'm pretty happy about that name, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate you.
Pretty thankful. Yeah, no, that's good. I love
what else? Did you make any other big purchases lately?
Yes. Well, I am going to buy Swale.
Swale.
Any non-domain purchases?
No, nothing worth talking about.
Okay. Oh man. All good. All right, Jen, what's up with you? What else? Andy's laid up. You're playing Nurse Ratchet and what else? Or Mother Teresa, I don't know.
Not much. Just domains. 10 with Jen. I gotta put up a episode after we jump off here with Josh Reason, which was a fun one.
All right, cool.
And I just interviewed Ron Jackson yesterday, so that was really cool too.
Nice.
And everybody can find those at 10withjen.com.
Yeah.
Or on the YouTube, right?
Well, that redirects to the YouTube because I'm lazy and I haven't put a website up.
Okay, there you go. All right, so 10withjen.com. Check it out. My favorite one is the first one. But
you know. Well, yeah. Apparently, yeah. Well, dude, I don't know how you're going to feel about some of these upcoming episodes because quite a few of these Sherpas do get asked who they're going to eat on the island. And you're you're pretty popular.
Why? I'm too nice, I think. You know, either that or they just feel like I got enough weight on me that it's like, you know.
Yeah, they're all going for size. They're all like, they all have reasoning. They've all thought about this. They've got strategies now. And I'm like, well, don't worry. Look, JT. I'm not going to eat you first because I'm going to make you hang around because I reckon you're like pretty strong and I'm just going to make you do stuff for me. And then
I'm not a pig on a spit. You know what I'm saying?
I never got to ask Braden this question because I was trying to go outside the box and I asked Braden a different question for crazy number 9 and Braden went off the rails and that didn't make it to cut. So.
Oh, no. Well, wait, Braden, who would you pick?
Braden, who would you eat? Who would you eat? You're stranded on an island with the Sherpas. Who would you eat?
Drew's there?
Yeah.
I'm taking out Drew before he takes me out.
Yeah. That's basically what I said. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like, you got to like just, you know, it's Survivor at that point. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Yeah.
You know, there's only.
I think JT and Amar are more kumbaya. Like, okay, we can work together, and Drew be like, "I'm taking you fuckers out." So,
Drew's like, I've been waiting for this. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to be the last one standing.
Yeah.
No, you don't actually have to kill or eat anybody. The rescue boat's on the way. He's like, nah, this is the whole fun of it. You know what I'm saying? No, no, it's okay. It's like, we're going to have to kill everybody.
The rest of us be strategizing how to get rescued.
No, we got satellite phones. They actually literally going to be here in like 20 minutes. He's like, no, we got to kill everybody. That's
he's
it.
Looking for being it. Rocked. Club us over the head.
He's Lord of the Flies.
I think we'd be more like Gilligan's Island.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely Gilligan's Island. But
yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, not to turn this into a 3-hour tour. Let's I think we're good. So, yep. So everybody check out 10 with Jen, 10withjen.com. And everybody, thank you for tuning into today's show. First of all, I want to say thanks to my co-hosts for being here. As always, appreciate you guys and always enjoy spending time with y'all. And to the audience, thanks you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys, not thanks you guys for tuning in. Suárez. as we say on every show, without you, there is no us. You're why we're here. And hopefully you got some value out of this amongst the all the craziness. But no, this is good. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And really, though, you know, but and some not so good. So to Amar's point, I think with, you know, there's crazy things happening in the world, you know, people dealing with a lot of different stuff. We got the election coming up, which is also bringing out the crazy all over the place. You know, I just always, you know, try to take care of each other, give some grace where you can, and try to keep things in perspective, you know, and be thankful.co. We're all in this together, you know? So, all right. Well, with that, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, and please tune in next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.